global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. Tech and industrial companies lead U.S. stocks modestly higher as the market bounces back from small losses yesterday. We check these numbers every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 0.1%, up 3. The Dow is up 0.3%, up 53. NASDAQ is up 0.3%, up 19. The 10-year is up 4/32. The yield, 2.39%. West Texas Intermediate is now below $52 a barrel at $51.99. That's down 1.9%. COMEX Gold's up 0.2% at $12.34.50 an ounce. The yen, 112.23. The euro, 106.87. And the pound, 124.77. Swelling inventories, rising incentives, and a flat U.S. auto market are stoking skepticism. GM can match or exceed last year's record results. GM's counting on a new version of the GMC Terrain and the new Chevy Equinox and Traverse crossovers to help maintain or exceed last year's $12.5 billion in adjusted earnings before interest and taxes. And right now, GM is down 4.4%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
This is Bloomberg Markets with Pim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
Steve Odland is the president and the chief executive of the Committee for Economic Development. It is a bipartisan group that looks to sustain capitalism and to promote economic well-being in the United States. He's also the former chief executive of Office Depot and AutoZone and the author of the new book, which is launched today. The book is called Sustaining Capitalism, Bipartisan Solutions to Restore Trust and Prosperity. Steve Odland, thank you very much for being with us. And I would say good luck. If you can do that, I think you're going to have a lot of people clapping right behind you.
Well, thank you, Pam. It's good to be here, and it's great to launch this book. You know, we are a business organization made up of about 170 CEOs and business leaders, and we're very concerned about the course of the country. And we ourselves are, you know, probably half Democrats, half Republicans, but we're all focused on trying to develop policy that's in the nation's interest.
You know, one thing that I'm wondering is when you have a bipartisan organization at this time, when people say that the nation is more divided than it's ever been before, are you feeling that within your committee as well?
No, it's interesting because, you know, as business leaders, you know, we're focused on issues that are good for the country. And when you park the politics side of it and you focus on policy, you can actually get things done. We've been doing it now for 75 years. The Committee for Economic Development was founded in World War II. We're the group that wrote the Marshall Plan. We developed the Bretton Woods Agreement. So our leaders have been coming together for a long time. But we're concerned about capitalism, Lisa, because our system is under question. We've got stagnating incomes, lack of social mobility, and so forth. And so we've written this book to highlight the fact that capitalism needs to evolve, and that business leaders need to get out of their foxholes and engage with our elected officials to drive the policy to make sure that it is sustained.
You know, I'm looking at some of the tenets in the book as laid out in the press release, and it does make me wonder how it jibes with the current presidential administration's plan for economic growth. Included in some of these tenets are put the nation's proliferating public debt on a downward sustainable path, and which also, but also says bring greater efficiency to regulations in the regulatory process. I mean, it seems like President Trump has certainly made a lot of noise around reducing regulation, reducing the debt, not as much.
Yeah, it's important that we reduce the debt. Our leaders are very concerned about the debt. Right now we're at 75% debt to GDP. If you leave all the policies in place that currently exist, we're going to cross 100% in the next 15 years. At that point, we will be absorbing 100% of discretionary spending in our government just to pay for the interest. And, of course, that will create a debt or a currency crisis. So we know the crisis is coming. We've got to deal with it. The earlier you deal with it, the better. But it's got to be done through policy changes. It's got to be done through, addition to revenues, and we've got to deal with the spending. All of it needs to be done in one package. But it requires that business leaders get involved here. You know, whenever we've gotten things done in Washington, it has involved business leaders acting not in the interest of their companies or their industries, but in the interest of the nation. And that's when we seem to be able to break through and give these politicians a little cover, give them a little push to do things that are in the nation's interest.
Well, Steve, in looking at just the website, the first policy issue that comes up for the Committee for Economic Development is health care and improving the Affordable Care Act. And I think you chose that word, improving, on purpose. What do you need to get this proposal into the hands of the right people so that the health care system is no longer a question mark?
Yeah, we're talking to the transition team. We're talking with the new Congress, and people are very focused. It's interesting when you ask the average American what is Obamacare, they'll say, well, it's greater access to health care through this insurance plan. It's allowing kids to stay on their parents' plans till the age of 26. It's no pre-existing conditions, and there's no lifetime caps. You can get consensus across the aisle and across the administration on those four things. So in essence, whether you call it defend and deploy, which is D&D, which the D's say, or it's R&R, repeal and replace, which the R's say, you got the R's and the D's, you know, it is the same thing. So we need to get to a market-based system that lowers costs, that improves quality, and improves access. Those were the three principles that the ACA set out to address. And, you know, everybody acknowledges there needs to be, you know, we're not where we need to be, and we need reform. So we've laid out our plan to do so, and we're sharing it. We're getting good feedback, and we're hopeful that we can move this off center.
Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the release of your book today, Sustaining Capitalism. Steve Odland, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Committee for Economic Development and the former Chairman and CEO of Office Depot and AutoZone. Coming up, politics, policy, and power with Amy Morris and Ellen Bjerga. Amy, what do you have going on?
Oh, you know, we're watching the Senate vote on Betsy DeVos for Education Secretary, kind of controversial. We're going to take you out to Capitol Hill. And you know, the court case that could decide, at least for now, the status of the president's executive order on immigration, that's coming up, and we're going to analyze that. And we're going to take a look at the new face of American unemployment. You do not want to miss it. It's a great article. We'll tell you all about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy Morris. Not a lot of dearth of topics to talk about. There's so much going on. Politics, policy, and power with Amy Morris and Ellen Bjerga. Great show. Stick around for it coming up. That does it for us. I'm Lisa Abramowitz here with Pim Fox. This is Bloomberg.